There is one way that this all sticks. They don't look well coached, do they?
No. No, they do not.
It looks like all the people they hired has backfired, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Who ordered that code red? Who ordered that code red? I'll go around the room. Owen, throw your lot in here. Who made the decision? I got a theory. It's flimsy, but I got a theory. There's one way, because there are some people who are going, Ken, you're just mad. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to fire people because I'm mad. I don't even want to fire people. I want to tell people how I would make my decision knowing how this goes. I'm not doing this out of anger. I'm doing this I sound mad. I know that. But I think I'm going to be even madder on Friday. Like Friday, I might lose my voice. So I know cognizantly I am not mad right now. I just sound that way because I'm an emotional person. I need to make this decision for the best of my franchise. But, you know, I'm an outsider. I don't have all the information. So there is a theory that I'm bopping around here and there, right? So the changes that they made haven't been good. Now, Bill Callahan left on his own volition. He went down to coach with his son, and I can respect that. But it's always who do you replace him with? And the offensive line has been terrible. Jed Wills, you know what? God bless him. You can't make him play. You can't make him do it. He has proven that. So you got that going against you. The theory that I would have, because there are people who are going, well, let's see this thing through here. Okay. The only way I think that this stays is with these coaching changes, if this was a decision that they knew that they were talked into and backfired. Well, who made that decision? I still don't know. Did the owner step in and make that decision about the coaching staff? I don't think he would he? I don't know, or I just don't like these guys. Goodbye.
I think that's a two-part question.
You got to get rid of these guys. You made the playoffs. I want these coaches gone. Okay, Owen?
That's got to be a two-part question, though.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, there is... It's not so much of the getting rid of or of bringing in new guys. They got rid of guys first. It's Callahan's the only one that left on his own.
Yeah.
Who got rid of those guys?
Who made the change of that coaching staff? Who decided that they were going to get rid of them? What, I don't think it would have been the owner. The owner just got tired of not firing people, so decided to fire a bunch of assistants. I don't think he would have done that. I've thrown this out to you, and you've never rebuffed it. I want to hear you rebuff it. Where I said, what if Alex Van Pelt just told him the truth that they didn't want to hear about the quarterback? What if that's the case? You have never once, Anthony, as I've thrown that out, and this is a theory. This is not, I don't have anybody telling me this. You have never once rebuffed me on this and said, nah, that's not the truth. If you tell me it's not the truth, I'll shut up right now. We'll move on. If you know for a fact that's not the truth, but you never have, because you know people who have talked and who believe that Kevin Stefanski was not wanting to fire Alex Van Pelt. This was a decision around him. All right. Well, then there's another theory. I mean, let me go to the website here. I just want to make sure, because I did some looking around yesterday. I did some snooping around. I've been saving this all day because I want to make sure and all night. I can't find nothing. I mean, when they first signed the quarterback, they put him all over the place. It took a minute, and then once they put him all over the place. Front and center on the app. I can't find hiding their hair of him right now. Can't find nothing. Do you think that was his people, his team, quote unquote, that didn't like the whole Van Pelt, so-and-so, so-and-so, all of a sudden this all happens? I'm just asking. They didn't like the offense. They wanted a guy who has worked with that type of offense before. Ken Dorsey has done that because it's been bandied about several times. Like they didn't really interview a whole lot of people. I mean, I know they have the offensive line coach who they gave an interview to for an OC, but really they think that this was arranged. Or am I talking out of my ass? If you think I'm talking out of my ass, I'll be quiet. But I'm thinking it's the only way that we reach the end of this season at 2-15, more than likely, because I can't find another win on that schedule. It's the only way we get to 2-15 and everybody stays where they're at. Because I can't imagine that this thing goes from here to not any better and nobody is gone. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine it. With guys jogging around after a bye week, I can't imagine it. With guys dancing after pass breakups on second down and still giving up touchdowns 40 yards later, I can't imagine it. It's the only foreseeable way, I think, is where they've decided, because you remember, Kevin Stefanski would not comment on 2025 for the quarterback. He would not do that for Deshaun Watson. And so do you think that there was some sort of a, well, you know, we can't have Joe Flacco back because we all told you that wasn't going to happen. Not that we agreed with it, but we told you it wasn't going to happen because he can't, he, you know, people are wearing number 15 jerseys. You can't have him stand there and get booed because he got booed during games last year, even in games that they won. So you weren't going to bring him back that everybody likes him. They were chanting for DTR the day before he got hurt. So, I mean, that was even as worse than what anybody could see. Do you think that over the season they went, nah, we got to make a change here in the offense? Because it just doesn't, why would you make change? Like, you lose guys on playoff teams, they go to other organizations because they get higher positions. Technically, Alex got a higher position with the New England Patriots because he's calling plays, if I'm not mistaken. Is he not calling plays, I think, with the Patriots? So you have these guys who you lose, but it doesn't make any sense. Why would you fire guys on a staff that you made the playoffs with? So I'm just trying to piece together pieces. And guys, this is all speculative.
I guess I'm asking, why are you thinking about that today? Why is that at the top of your mind today?
Because I can only think big picture. What is at the top of my mind? Like the quarterback situation? Or I'm thinking of a reason why they would have fired people. And I'm thinking of reasons why they would keep their job.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to figure out reasons why they know and I don't, and why all this conversation is worthless.
If Jameis, if there would have been a continuation of the Baltimore game, right? Jameis comes in, the offense looks totally different. By the way, yesterday, again, the offense looked totally different than when the previous quarterback
was
starting.
Yeah, we're 11 weeks in. We don't even know what offense we're trying to run.
But it is night and day. Like, it is night and day. Say what you want about Jameis and his faults and his issues and the limitations that are there. Like, clearly the biggest problem was still the quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. they're losing games either way, but you had a prehistoric offense with that other quarterback. Like, that was your biggest problem, but it wasn't your only problem, as you're finding out. Like, you have
Which
a
other
slew
quarterback?
Of other problems.
Which other quarterback?
Are
you talking Watson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at the numbers. Like,
I'm just making sure.
Watson is incapable of putting together the Baltimore game, what we just saw out of Jameis Winston, and that was not just a half.
He's incapable of putting together what he turned in yesterday. Right. They lost by 21. He ain't throwing for 395.
Yeah, so but also what's been exposed is there's a bigger problem. And again, when you trade Amari Cooper and you trade Za'Darius Smith, the writing's on the wall for the veterans. And one thing we know about this league, like, this is the risk in building an older team, a lot of rent-a-players, a lot of missionaries. What happens?
Mercenaries.
That's what happens in a situation like this. Like, these guys are going to quit. There's nothing to play for. The season's over. And you saw Myles Garrett. It's almost like, what does he want to be out there for the rest of the year? What's the point of that? Like,
I have a clip of him at 9:20. People need to hear.
Especially with him when he was limping a little bit. So mm-hmm. I don't want to be hard on him. He's like the best Cleveland Brown of my lifetime.
But you remember that game against Miami a few years ago where it looked like Miles had enough.
He has games where he just decides.
I think he's had a game where he's decided that this ain't worth my while. More on Miles coming up at 9:20. There's a quote that he has that you guys got to hear. That's coming up in less than 20 minutes.
So that's what I'm getting at. It's like, this is the risk when you have these older, when you're an expensive team, an older team, guys start getting dealt.
Yeah.
And even though I thought they were going to trade more at the deadline, these guys are looking for reasons. Remember, this was a tie game in the third quarter. And you're feeling a little bit of juice. Like your quarterback is on one. He is hitting guys. Jerry Jeudy, finally.
Can't hit a field goal, but the quarterback's doing things.
Right. So it just takes a little bit for that to go south in a hurry. And you saw it yesterday. And so it exposes the other bigger problems. And you're starting to look, where are my cornerstone pieces to build around? Well, you're soon to be, supposed to be your future left tackle, second straight year that he's had a season ender.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, can you plan on that guy
Boy,
being a part of it?
Such a good kid. And I feel Conklin, terrible about that.
I thought Conklin was great yesterday. And I thought they were giving Jameis a pocket yesterday, but he's not a part of your future. Wyatt Teller's not a part of your future. Batonio's not a part of your future. So as these cornerstone pieces, they go away one by one. Nick Chubb, probably not a part of your future. Like, you start to think about how big of a task this is going to be. And you have a defense that looks broken, that your scheme has been totally... totally planned against. I mean, these teams have scouted you. They know misdirection. I mean, the first 20 plays, they were doing whatever they wanted. It was lucky Denzel Ward got in and forced the fumble. Yeah. Lucky that you got the interception, because everything else they did, they were shredding you.
Yeah. I'm trying to put something together where it's like, what do they know that I don't, and what would keep them all employed? What would keep them all employed? Because I can't just go back. I can't have continuity for continuity's sake. That's not going to happen. That's not going to
maybe do. DTR starts the rest of the year and looks like one of the bright, promising, like a Bo Nix, believe it or not. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Okay.
If DTR.
I'll listen to that.
If DTR could look like that.
Well, then that means they'd have to win a couple of games.
Yes. And you wouldn't want to stunt any of that by going, hey, DTR and Stefanski, look at what they're building, and now we're firing Stefanski. Like, you wouldn't do that.
Steelers twice, Bengals, Chiefs, Broncos on the road, Fish at home. Man, that might be the last chance.
And again, I'm not saying DTR is going to do that.
No.
Because he has not proven any of that to me.
But what you're saying is true. But again, going back to it, if there's no change that's made, or if there's no change that's even planned, then that would lead me to believe, okay, you go back to last year. Hey, this season was great, but the quarterback we are beholden to. We have a huge contract that's left. At that time, we were still trying to figure it out. Like, how do we make this thing click with Deshaun Watson? So if you would have asked me last January, it's like, all right, if he needs this, then we'll give him that. If he needs that, then we'll give him this. Like, we were still doing that. They went out, they made another trade. They signed a guy for him. They were willing to do these things for him. Then you had Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, certainly, in the bye week press conference, where he did not mention him. Like, really, in 2025. There's no really about it. He did not talk about 2025 with Deshaun Watson. We care about the person. You care about all people. You're not a psycho. Yeah, we care about the rehab. Everybody cares about the rehab. He didn't say anything like that. And we went back and listened to the audio. But from 2023 to 2024, it was much different. And so, did him or his people or whatever, did they lead you astray? And so you're washing your hands, and is that something that you could sell the ownership on, going, hey, we made this decision, it didn't work, now it's backfired, we have the right people in place to make these decisions. For better or for worse, guys, you might hate hearing that. I'm trying to find a way that the season would probably end at 2-15. I can't find another win on this schedule. That the season would end at 2-15, and people would say, hey, you know what, we're keeping Kevin Stefanski, we're keeping Andrew Berry, we're going to run this thing back at least one more time. I'm trying to find a scenario where it works. That's the only thing I can think of. And I've thought about it for the last couple of days, and now I bring it to you. You don't seem to be very believing of it, but that's what I'm thinking.
I'm just thinking that Jimmy Haslam's Jimmy Haslam, and it's not just Jimmy. Owners
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Owners want to get fans excited about their football teams.
Yeah.
Normally, that's with rookies, quarterbacks, young players, or the big splash. They tried the big splash. Quarterback didn't work, and it's failed with flying colors. So then what's next? Well, what about a new coach? I mean, you know how these owners are, especially as downtrodden as the fan base. I mean, that yesterday's is apathetic.
That's why
I've seen him since 2016.
And that's why, guys, I hope you watch a lot of college football on Saturday. I think Miami had the day off, but I hope you watch a lot of college football on Saturday. Jalen Milroe looked good against Mercer. Go get Cam Ward.
Fire up that Jalen Milroe stuff again.
Go get Cam Ward.